BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcast.
Scott Mills.
This is the Scott Mills Daily Podcast for Tuesday. Details on how I can't watch the same film twice ever. We need to go into that more, I think.
Yeah, I think there's something in your psychology that we sort of touched upon when we were talking about this today that we could delve into. If you're an expert in this field, get in touch with the show and let us know.
And if the person I'm with has already seen the film, then I will not watch it. I just won't even entertain the idea. Yeah, if anyone can help, let us know. Also, we hear from John, who obtained an innocent injury during Freshers Week, but his girlfriend at the time did not believe him. And when you hear his story, neither will you. People who wish they went to uni single and Drake is a curse. Do not ever have a photo taken with him.
Scott Mills.
Little joke for you. How do you know when someone hasn't ever seen Game of Thrones?
Go on.
Because they'll tell you.
True. It does feel like everyone is talking about Game of Thrones.
Although, but no, there's more people going, I've never seen it.
What baffles me is loads of people saying, oh, I'm going to see so many plot spoilers on social. However, I've been on Twitter, Instagram quite a lot over the last 24 hours. I haven't really seen plot spoilers because it's so complicated. Also, I think it's quite hard to spoil Game of Thrones in one tweet. That's not a challenge, by the way.
Oh no, we're going to get loads now.
Although, the best one will get a retweet.
There's more people, I'm telling you, on the internet going, well, I've never seen it and I don't care. Unfortunately, I am one of those people. Did you see it?
I saw a bit of it. I like Game of Thrones. I wasn't sort of buying into the hype that everyone else was. I watched the first half hour or so and then found myself getting a bit tired. So what I did was decide that I'll just give the whole thing a go another time when I'm concentrating properly.
Well, you're not in the right mood, no?
No, I had been watching the football and it just sort of, I tried to do Game of Thrones afterwards, but I wasn't giving it the proper attention.
Well, it's more than I did.
One thing I will say with it, as someone that hasn't watched it, i.e. you, and me getting back into it sort of last night, is it does remind you that certain things are NFW, normal for Westeros. That wouldn't be normal in the real world here.
What's Westeros?
Westeros is where Game of Thrones is set.
Oh, like Walford in EastEnders.
Yeah. Although it's different, there's a different... The premise of it is, Scott, and I don't know if this is a plot spoiler.
Have they got their own tube as well? Tube station.
Have they got their own tube? What, like EastEnders?
Yeah.
No, the tube doesn't exist. It's incredible. In many ways, they're very forward-thinking.
Right.
And in many ways, they're very backwards-thinking.
I've been in the actual tube station in fake town Walford.
Yeah.
You go into the entrance, don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a set, isn't it?
Problem is, as soon as we talk about Game of Thrones, it does seem like there's going to be plot spoilers. But people do know. I mean, even if you haven't started Game of Thrones, there's dragons involved. That kind
of
thing.
Oh, hate.
I know you think... I know.
Oh, good, it's a dragon. Like, my imagination... I'm sorry, everybody, but my imagination is not fancy enough or funky enough to be able to understand it. I cannot compute this.
Yeah.
Dragons aren't real.
No, but that doesn't mean you can't pretend that they're real. I think me and you watch movies in two different ways,
I hate fantasy.
Right. But also,
rubbish.
You can't watch the same movie twice.
No.
This is something that I've noticed about you.
Never done it.
So, for example, on, I think it was Channel 4 E4 the other day, they were showing Titanic again.
Oh,
now, I watched that, and you know the bit where the ship is about to hit the iceberg?
It famously,
starts to
yes.
move... It starts to move away at the last second.
Yeah.
And even I was watching it going, and I know it's going to hit. I know it's going
to
hit.
Yeah, they haven't done another version.
But even as it's moving away, there's just an ever such small amount of my brain that's thinking, it's going to clear the iceberg. It's going to clear the iceberg. Now, that's the difference between me and you when we watch movies. When you watch movies once, you just write it off in your head. No point seeing it a second time.
No, because it's the same. It's a repeat.
Whereas I can enjoy a movie a number of times. In fact, I don't watch many movies, but I watch the same movies a lot. That's the difference between me and you.
Also, if I'm with somebody, I quiz them, like, fully, like, look me in the eye. Have you... Pretend we're on the sofa now, right? Have you seen this film? Have you seen this film?
Yes, I have.
Oh, we're not watching it then.
So you won't watch any film twice?
If the person I'm with has already seen it, I'm not interested.
See, I'm wondering then, maybe we could get a doctor on to explain. Have you got zero imagination? I just wonder if that might be a thing. We might have stumbled upon something here, in that your brain won't even entertain the idea that you can watch something twice.
Scott Mills.
Okay, yeah, Paul and Torquay. So you won't watch the same film twice, but you're happy to play the same songs over and over again? It's not the same, Paul. It's not the same.
Dan is annoyed because we've ruined Titanic for him.
I know, right? So, like, don't... You can't just do that. He was going to watch it tonight, but now you've told him the shit hits the iceberg. What's the point? Spoiler.
It's the same old story in this tug-of-war. We go back and forth.
Scott Mills.
Someone says, I suggest you never have kids, Scott. We've watched Finding Nemo 6 times this week already. It's Tuesday. Yeah, I probably won't.
Sorry, in all of this, we've got distracted because I want to go back to Game of Thrones and what is normal for Westeros. That's what we originally discuss in.
Is this a bit like normal for Devon?
Yeah, exactly. Often we say this, that there's certain things for NFD, or maybe you're from Norfolk and there's certain things people do in Norfolk that you probably generally don't get around the UK. It's normal for Norfolk.
What's normal for Westeros then, NFW?
Okay, normal for Westeros, NFW. Queen gets off with her brother. See, that's blowing your mind. Yeah, this is what I mean. I thought if you learnt about some of these things, you might buy into the idea of it a bit more. Maybe give it a look.
But that wouldn't happen.
Normal for Westeros, NFW, they are all happy to look at each other completely naked. They don't care who walks in. So there might be a group of them even.
And how is that explained in the show?
It just isn't. It's like the most bizarre thing. You know, if someone walked in on you, let's say you were with someone, walked in, you'd immediately get up and cover up.
Yes.
And probably make an excuse. It's like, oh, it's not what it looks like. It's, no, don't worry about that. It's, I fell over, they fell over, that sort of thing. In Westeros, they will just come in and have a conversation about the kingdoms and that, and they're still just all completely there.
But why?
It's just normal for Westeros, that's what I'm saying. NFW.
Are any of them Scandinavian? Because I found that to be the case in the saunas.
What?
In Sweden. People love a sauna in Sweden. They're all about it.
But why are you talking about saunas?
Because they literally just get the kit off and they just, like, I wouldn't do that, but, like, literally all of it is
yes,
out.
Yes, it's kind of like that, but in Westeros, yeah. They're just happy to see each other completely naked. They'll discuss politics, potions,
okay,
that sort of thing.
I get that. It's the same as Sweden.
Another NFW. People keep conveniently turning up in the woods. So you'll be, bear in mind, there's massive kingdoms around. They will see their friends or enemies in the woods. They just bump into them, which is actually quite like EastEnders,
yeah,
in a way.
How big is this Westeros?
It's meant to be quite big.
But everyone conveniently bumps into people every couple of weeks.
Yes.
It wouldn't happen. I live in London. How many times do you bump into people you know? Hardly ever.
True.
BBC. Radio. Scott Mills.
Aidan says, I heard you talk about your Scott Mills Bridge yesterday on the show, so I had to go and have a look. So he's made a pilgrimage. He's there at the moment, sat at Flea Services. He said, yeah, I heard you talk about it yesterday. It's magnificent, isn't it, though?
The thing is about it, Scott, it's a wonderful experience, isn't it? The fact that you can cross that bridge there, get the full, I don't know, like the full smells, sounds of the Scott Mills Bridge. Go and enjoy it, mate.
Yeah, one end smells better than the other. Is it still on Google Maps? If you zoom in, it says Scott Mills Bridge.
Yeah, it is.
That's cool, isn't it?
Scott Mills.
I was getting kind of used to being someone you loved.
If Lewis isn't number one on Friday, do you think he'll cry? Well, it's been a while now. And every week, have you seen it on his Instagram story? He will film me doing the chart countdown and be like, yes! I've done it again!
It's become a lovely routine that I'm sure he never really expected to happen, but it does have to end at some point.
I'm imagining a full breakdown on Friday on Instagram.
Radio 1.
We've been saying that if you're in a relationship, if sometimes you get an innocent bruise on the arm or something, or like me the other day, an innocent scratch under the eye, which I think I did myself, must have done, you can sometimes get from your partner a little bit of a scratch under your eye there. Who gave you that? It looks a fairy. Even though it's not a fairy. Do you know what I mean? It looks like you're doing something wrong. And you're really not. John, have you been in this situation? Have you had an innocent injury?
I did, yeah, I did. It's very hard to explain. This was back in university in Freshers Week. So we went to Tutors, which is the club on campus at Swansea University.
So you were a fresher at Swansea, were you?
I was, yes.
And where's your girlfriend?
Girlfriend at the time was at home in Abergwenny.
In where?
In Abergwenny, where we live. So she was a year younger than me, so she wasn't in university yet.
Okay, so girlfriend's back in Abergwenny. You get innocently dancing with some girls.
I'm quite a tall guy. I'm 6'5". And this girl was probably about 5 foot, which makes the injury even more weird, to be honest, because we were dancing. She was dancing a little bit flamboyantly. I think some banger was on at the time, probably Dizzy Rascal Holiday or something like that. And somehow her tooth went straight through my top lip.
Her tooth went through your lip?
Yeah, her tooth. I don't know what she was doing. Like, she was jumping up and down. But her front tooth went straight through my top lip.
Yeah, that is a tough one.
Yeah. So blood was pouring absolutely everywhere. So,
I mean, John, if I was your partner, I would not believe you.
No, she didn't, to be honest.
No.
So what happened? At what point was it realised? So you went back home for the weekend, I assume?
Yeah, so it was probably, it wasn't the weekend, it was the following weekend. I went home, and by that time it had all scabbed up and looking horrific. And yeah, she just said, where's that come from? As you would.
Yeah, exactly, because you've got a tricky one there. That's, even though a scratch to the face can look suspicious, right, and you can assume that maybe someone's got a bit scratchy in the bedroom, the idea that you've been bitten, I think, is a hard one for you to pass off as an accident.
It's because it's mouth-based.
It's mouth-based. You're right, Scott.
It is, but it's where it was as well. It's not as if it was on my neck. It's in the middle of my lip.
Yeah, this girl just jumped up at the same time that I was jumping down. Sure.
Yeah. And bit my lip, which is quite an affair-y thing to do, isn't it?
And how long were you with that girl after?
About 2 weeks.
Do you think that's what did it?
I think it might have had a contributing factor.
Yeah, also, it's just very tricky, isn't it? If you're going off to uni doing Freshers Week, but girlfriend or boyfriend at home, Scott is the voice of doom on this situation, but it very rarely works out well. Even I was in that position. I went to uni with a girlfriend a couple of weeks after Freshers Week. It was all off.
And I'll now get emails and I'll get Instagram inboxing going, you're wrong. Okay, come back to me soon and you'll see that I'm right.
Well, actually,
I mean, this has happened every year I've been on Radio 1 since I started on Radio 1.
And actually, what I'd like to encourage now is perhaps people to get in touch to say, no, Scott, you're right. Maybe who doubted you in September, October when Freshers was on, but now it's got to April, realise, you know, that actually you were right.
Over the years, I've had years of emails from people going, actually, at the time, I was really against what you're saying, and you were right. So, yeah, prove me wrong.
Very quickly, though, going back to your lip and the biting lip thing, is that actually what happened, or are you just peddling a lie to us now?
No, 100% honestly, that is what happened.
And you've never had relations with this girl at all?
No, I didn't know her name. I wouldn't even be able to pick her out of a crowd.
And
literally,
not since?
We were dancing for one song, and not since. We were dancing for one song, and honestly, I don't know how it happened, but she managed to bite right the way through my lip.
I think I believe you now, John.
Thank you.
Have you obtained a hard-to-explain injury but was totally innocent? Let us know on 81199.
Scott Mills. BBC.
Radio 1. And here are the stories to prove that I'm right. Hello, Ray. You're right, Scott. My girlfriend of 9 years is at the end of her second year and told me it was all over on Sunday. I hate universities. Went to uni, and my boyfriend at the time went to a uni opposite side of the country. He lied and cheated. Wished I'd enjoyed my first year more and dumped him before I went. Emily, Shropshire.
There's loads of these, Scott. Totally with Scott on this. My ex went to uni. We've been together nearly 3 years. She said, I love you. I won't leave you.
And then 2 days later?
Yeah.
Bye, I'm off.
Scott Mills.
There are companies who, whether they've realised it or not and are doing it on purpose, do have great names. If you see anything, not just here, but around the world, and you think that would be good for funny business, email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. OK, you first today. It's a good name, you just can't laugh.
OK.
Putting you through.
Good afternoon. Sorry, who am I speaking to again?
It's Kim. How can I help you?
Hi, Kim. I just want to check I've got through to the right number. What's your business called?
Nutty's Knobs.
Nutty's Knobs. You're a biscuit company, aren't you?
No.
Oh.
We do knobs.
You do want knobs?
Yeah, we hand-decorate draw knobs.
Draw knobs, so like wardrobes and things like that. I saw the name of your business and I was actually here for the biscuit. I thought you were a biscuit company. I've obviously got that wrong.
Yes. sorry.
Oh, okay. How long have you been working there?
It's my mum's business, and she's been doing it for quite a few years now. I've only been with her since January.
Right. And are you nutty?
I think we're all a bit nutty, to be fair.
See, so it's a family business. It's a family name.
My mum named it Nutty Snobs because we're a bit of a nutty family.
Oh, OK. But are you the Nutties? Is your family name Nutty?
No, it's not.
Oh, OK. All right, then. Well, great. If I ever need any... what knobs are you generally dealing with?
So we do cabinet knobs for kitchens and cabinets and things like that. We do coasters, mugs, signs.
And where are you based?
We've got a shop in Ammanford.
Do you know what? I'm going to write this down because I've got a friend who I know is in desperate need of some new knobs. So I will pass on your number, okay?
Brilliant.
Brilliant. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Have a good day, okay?
Okay, then. Bye, then. Bye.
Bye.
Nutty's knobs.
What about knobs, ladies of biscuits? Hobnobs.
Yeah, I think I just heard what I heard originally was nutty. I thought it was some kind of nutty biscuit.
Right.
And then obviously I've connected hobnobs to it.
Oh, she was nice, but she was classic. Lovely. We're so nutty at our workplace.
Yeah.
Probably not.
Yeah, probably not. No. I think most workplaces that say have crazy or wild or something in the title are very rarely living up to the name.
They'd have a sign on the desk. You don't have to be nutty to work here, but it helps.
Yeah.
Okay. You didn't really laugh, though. There was a slight...
I think we've had... Being honest, I think we've had better than that. But I've got a great one for you.
Okay. I'm ready. I'm composed.
You ready? No laughing.
Good afternoon, Alice in Wonderland. Hello?
Hello. Did I hear that correctly? Alice in Wonderland.
You did.
That's really good. okay. Who am I speaking to?
Alice.
No way.
Yeah.
Are you actual Alice?
I'm actually Alice.
Is this your company?
It is.
Okay. And what do you do with the windows? Do you sell them?
We clean them.
You clean them. Of course you do.
Yeah.
What do people say when you turn up to clean the windows and you're like, yeah, I'm actual Alice from Alice in Wonderland?
Surprisingly, they're not that shocked.
Oh, I would be.
Yeah, no, they love it.
I'd ask for a selfie.
Really? Well, you can have one, but most people don't ask for that.
Okay. Where are you based?
Worthing, West Sussex.
All right, well, it's really nice to speak to you. I just wanted to check that that was the name of your company, and it is.
Yeah, it is the name, yeah.
Good to speak to you, Alice in Wonderland.
All right, okay, bye.
Bye. It's a good name.
I love names like that.
It's very clever.
Yeah, yeah.
Scott Mills.
Right, so just seeing this pop up. Why are the football players for the team Roma banned of taking pictures with Drake for the rest of the season?
That's right. There is a rumour going around that if you get a picture with Drake, that it is in fact a curse and he will curse you. And I'll tell you why. So one of the PSG players had a picture with Drake. And then guess what? They went on to lose 5-1 in quite a shock defeat. Shouldn't have happened.
5-1?
Yeah. Then get this. Paul Pogba, picture with Drake at Manchester Arena. Just before they then lost, Man United lost to Wolves in the FA Cup. And it doesn't stop there. Aguero, picture with Drake. They were having a lovely time together. He then goes on to miss a penalty in the Champions League as Man City lose 1-0 to Tottenham. But it's not just football. Drake becomes the owner of this NBA team or gets heavily involved. And since his involvement they've started losing a lot of games. It's happened to Serena Williams.
Wow.
And Conor McGregor as well. Everyone who has a photo with Drake ends up losing.
But these are people that don't normally lose.
And that's the theory. Yeah. Is Drake a curse?
Right. I mean, this is potentially terrible news for the rap show with Tiffany Calver.
Scott Mills.
Chris, I want you to do your special dance for me. It's the one
Which
that takes
one?
There's several, but it's the one that takes a special kind of confidence because your arms are always above your head.
I think this song is very much all or nothing in this situation. So join in. Arms above head. Here we go, Scott, for you.
And the arms must stay above head. It's a very confident look.
Yeah. I'm overdue. Feeling the first kiss. Taste of the first bliss. I'm gonna save it tonight. 'Cause I'm tired of waiting.
Tom from Plumpton loves it. Matt from Brentwood thinks it's an absolute belter. That is Artie and Save Me Tonight.
Speaking of which, that's what I love about this show, Scott, is that you can have Artie, you can have a song like that, and then we can equally love Jerry Cinnamon as much. J1 goes everywhere.
I'm taking your misses.
Yeah.
Charlotte says, such a banger. Definitely going on my running playlist.
This is BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Ashley!
Hello.
Your thoughts on my tune of the week, Save Me Tonight by Artie. Oh, God.
It's a good one.
It's good, isn't it? Yeah,
it's yeah, wicked, Saturday night one.
Correct answer. Where are you today?
I'm in Cornwall.
Okay, what's happening in Cornwall, please?
Not much, really. It's supposed to be a delivery, like doing my deliveries, but I've not got anything on. I've had two drops and I'm on the way back.
You got nothing to deliver?
No, I left the depot, about a 45-minute drive, got there, done two deliveries, and I'm now on the way back.
So you're going home now?
No, they'll keep me there. They'll find something to do.
Right, that's annoying, isn't it?
Yeah, not great.
Yeah. Okay, so what is your job? Like, where do you work?
So I work for a company called ETB in Snorstall, and I basically just deliver car parts.
Okay, cool.
All right.
Not at the moment you don't, but you do generally.
Let's hope we can deliver you some bangers today.
Hopefully.
Yeah? Yeah.
Is there anyone you normally pick?
I do normally pick Chris.
All right.
I'll be honest.
Oh, come on.
I can tell that just from your voice. I don't know how.
But that's okay, because yesterday, the guy who was on, Rufus, the Arsenal fan, wasn't entertaining me at all from the second he was on.
So maybe...
Rufus was ruthless from the beginning, wasn't he, really?
He was. He did what he wanted.
Yeah, that's one word.
Right, okay, here's what I've got.
Reminds me of when I was a bit younger.
Okay, yes, this is Fall Out Boy, Dance Dance.
Good one, it's all right.
Thank you.
Running commentary.
Oh, it is quite good, yeah. All right, you can have that. We can have a little sniff of my banger today, which is this. It's a monster of a song. This is DMX, X Gon' Give It To Ya.
Tune that is.
Yeah. But this is well big in St. Austell at the time. Okay, so that's your choice. Fall Out Boy or DMX?
I am going to go with Chris with DMX.
My man!
One. In a world where audio is downloadable, one man sets out to interview the stars.
Oh, that's great. Oh, my God. Mind-blowing.
One man is tasked to review the movies.
Now, doesn't that sound like a big bag of fun?
How the heck did that happen?
Hollywood's biggest stars.
Oh, no. Thor dancing? That almost lost me the job.
I'm Spider-Man. Find out if this is real.
And Ali Plum.
Let's get ready to plumble.
Radio 1 Screen Time. Download it now from BBC Sounds.
It's gonna give it to you.
Does he kiss his mum with that mouth?
What a tune. Mate, I love the growling in this as well.
I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing.
More growling in music, please.
Alex says, in Lincolnshire, loving the tunes while revising for my end of year exams. Rowan, Aberdeen, but previously St. Austell, says, biggest smile ever on my face because DMX got chosen.
You know, we were talking the other day, me and you, Scott, about what song Lewis Capaldi should do next. You know, because...
well, it's going to be difficult,
tricky one to follow.
It's going to be difficult, that.
Tricky. Mm. I think go for something like that.
I'm a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Mix it up a bit, Sen.
Scott Mills. One!
What I have been fascinated with as Ariel Freegal goes all over the UK visiting people that listen to Radio 1 at work is the vast variety of places that make us part of their workday.
It's true. And actually, I'm very proud of everyone that gets involved in this show. And it's been nice, this sort of shining a light on all the different workplaces, you know, whether it's office buildings, factories, sort of quirkier places of work that are out there. It's been quite cool, this.
Also, like, Radio 1's different because it feels like we're mates. Do you know what I mean? And you don't get that on other stations as much. And here's Justin Bieber. And that's it.
They don't care.
They don't care about you. Whereas we actually really do. And a lot of people you know, like, because often listening to the radio, you're at work on your own, I don't know, like on your tractor or something, if you're a young farmer.
Yeah, or sometimes you're in an office where you've just got us on in your headphones and we're there every day at this time for you.
So, yeah, it's like a daily routine for a lot of people. And like I said, fascinated by some of the places that we are on in right now. We'll be on North Sea oil rigs. We'll be in spas, like in hotel receptions, on building sites.
Fish and chip shops.
Yeah.
Military installations.
Let us know where you listen to Radio 1 at work and if you make us part of your workday.
Scott Mills. The One.
For work.
So many people listen to Radio 1 at work. Ariel Free, where are you?
I am in Aberdeen in Wales. It's lovely here. I'm with Sally in a tattoo parlour, tattoo and piercing parlour. How are you, Sally?
I'm good.
So you have us on all day at work.
All day.
And you're doing the piercings and tattoos as well.
I don't do the tattoos, just the piercing.
Is it a tricky show to do your job to, or does it help? Do we help or hinder?
No, you help. Definitely help, yeah.
And why is that?
Because if somebody's panicking, I tend to turn the music up a little, or if you're talking and it takes their mind off what I'm doing to them then.
Do you know what? I love that. I actually love, we get a lot of messages from people that might be having a bit of a, I know it's a very different circumstance, but like a rubbish time in hospital or going and getting scans and that kind of thing. And sometimes it's nice to imagine that we can be a bit of a like light relief.
Yeah,
calm,
you are.
Calm people down a little bit. But I never thought about the situation where people be panicking because you are putting holes in them.
Yeah, well, that's it, isn't it?
How many piercings have you got, Ariel?
Oh, I've got eight.
Eight?
Eight, yeah, I've got eight. My first piercing was at 15. I went to get a Playboy bunny tattoo and they wouldn't let me have one, so they pierced my belly button instead.
Amazing. So one on the belly button, where else?
I've got four in one ear and three in the other.
Four, seven, eight. That's eight. Yeah, that's eight, eight, yeah, in total.
My whole set there. Have you ever been pierced?
Got the ball. No, not yet. It's Sally, where would you pierce me?
Oh.
if we were starting, like as a beginner.
If I was to say you can have one shot, you can pierce me anywhere. What would you like?
Oh, the nose is really popular now for guys. So the nose.
That would be great for me.
Chris, you would look great with a nose piercing.
Do you think?
Seriously. Right, like, someone will mock that up and it'll be a great picture.
I don't know why I always think this, but what's the it's Pumbaa, isn't it, from Lion King? Pumbaa's got a nose piercing, I think.
And that's a septum.
Oh, look.
What's a septum?
I hate that word.
It's the little bit in the middle.
That word. Can we stop saying it?
But hang on, isn't that what you mean by nose piercing?
No, the side nose.
Oh, yeah. Side nose.
She'll give you a little side nose. You don't want to go full septum on your first try.
No.
It's quite big, that. Is there anything you won't pierce?
There's quite a few places you can't really pierce, but there's a few places I've been asked that I won't do.
Right. So you don't do the, your establishment doesn't do the Alberts there. You never realise where Radio 1 is on. Like, there'll be people on their back, all sorts. Like, and we're the soundtrack to it.
Yeah, definitely. Taking their mind off what's going on.
Yeah, tattoos, piercings, it's all on during this show.
Yeah, I think it's a very delicate job that you've got to do as well. Steady hand. And I know you're talking about other people being calm. What fascinates us is that you must hear some things. And let's say your hand goes slightly wonky because laughing or crying or whatever it is that this show has made you feel, surely that has an effect on your work. You don't want to sort of pierce the wrong hole, do you?
Well, no, that'd be catastrophic. But no, I've still got a pretty, I've got a pretty steady hand. Like,
let's test this out. Is there anything that you could pierce that's not part of a human?
I have, yeah. I got a fake skin.
Have you?
Well, what fake body part sort of thing?
No, just a fake skin for tattooing.
And why do you have those? Is that just a practice?
Yeah, we used to have an apprentice, but she's fully qualified now, so it's just what's left over.
Oh, okay. Oh, it's good that they practiced before. It makes me feel a lot better.
Fake skin? Are you talking about, like, I don't know, like a chicken breast or something?
A piece of lino.
All right, well, stand by, because we're going to make you pierce it in a minute, and we're going to play some clips from our show that are actual funny and see how steady your hand is, all right?
Okay.
Scott Mills.
One. Ariel, where are you and who are you with?
We are currently in a tattoo shop in Aberdeen. I'm with the wonderful Sally, who is the resident piercer here. She has some fake skin in front of her and she is ready to do some piercing whilst you two make her laugh.
Okay,
so no pressure, boys.
Got the fake skin there.
I'm not sure about the fake skin thing. Can we not put some holes in you, Ariel?
I've got enough.
I suppose you've had a busy week, haven't you?
I've done a lot of things this week already that I'm kind of regret. I mean, I like piercing, so you can pierce me wherever you want, really, but to keep it daytime friendly.
Okay. All right, so
no, we'll stick with the fake skin then, Scott.
Thanks, Chris. I really appreciate that.
Got some just some clips. So Ariel, you're going to have to commentate on this because obviously we can't see. But these are some of the good clips from our show, and let's see how Sally gets on and whether that hand really is as steady as she thinks or tells us. So this is one of our faves. It's an old news story about a man that climbed Mount Everest. You ready?
Right after the break, we're going to interview Eric Weihenmayer, who climbed the highest mountain in the world, Mount Everest. But he's gay. I mean, he's gay. Excuse me. He's blind.
She's got the clamp going. The needle actually went through quite well there. You had a steady hand. She just went for it. So that not too distracting, that one.
Let's try this. Ariel, let us know. This is from Bargain Hunt on Inyo Nabingo, one of our classic clips.
This lovely manor in Gloucestershire was home to the collector Charles Paget Wade. Ooh. As a boy, his grandmother would let him peek into her Chinese cabinet.
She's quite savage. So the needle was floating around just there in front of the fake skin. She's got it clamped quite tightly, but she just went for it there. And actually, I don't know if that was quite straight down the middle. So she's a little bit wonky on that one. Sorry, Sally.
Okay, let's go again. Here's the foxes outside my house.
No, she's definitely hurt someone in that situation. If this skin was an actual person, the needle definitely... I mean, that's not straight, is it, Sally? You were really late on that one and really quite distracted.
I know, sorry.
And you clamped... Well, I mean, if that was someone's ear, you probably would have clamped the nostril instead.
This shows potential danger listening in a tattoo parlour. Okay, one more. Stephen Fry from Inyo Nabingo on Radio 4.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin jack off a horse.
That's his cousin.
She's lost it.
Oh, right.
She has lost it. The fake skin has kind of fallen to the side. The clamp has gone wayward. And I mean, I am so glad you didn't pierce me on this show.
It's a potential health hazard, this show.
It is. There's something very sinister about you dealing with a needle there, doing something very delicate, but laughing away at the same time.
That would have ended up in someone's collarbone had that been an actual person.
Okay. Right. Good to speak to you guys.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for listening to Radio 1 at Work.
Thank you.
Scott Mills.
We've got another super yacht that have just got in contact.
There are now two super yachts listening to us.
Yeah, I can't say the name of it, they've said, though, but it's in Monaco. Just looked it up, right? €13 million this boat's worth. Nice.
Wow.
But hello to Tom and Jono.
We've been saying today and yesterday about innocent injuries. They are innocent, but they do look dodgy, especially if you're in a relationship. Claire, hi.
Hi.
Have you got one?
Yeah, a little bit.
What was it?
So basically I was down with my parents in Lyme Regis, and then we got a bit bored of looking at fossils and eating cream tea, so we went deep sea fishing.
Yeah.
Out on the water for about 6 hours, beautiful day, no sun cream, and I got burnt right across my forehead.
You know how I feel about no sun cream. I get really angry about it. Don't do that.
Sorry.
Okay, so what did it look like?
So a couple of days later when I went back to work, it kind of started scabbing over a little bit, and it totally looked like carpet burn.
But innocent, innocent injury.
BBC.
Scott Mills.
We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1.
Scott Mills. 1.